Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're continuing to celebrate this beautiful, beautiful time of the church year, the celebration of our Lord's victory over the powers of sin and death, the reality, the gift of the resurrection from the dead that's now in the destiny of everyone who's baptized into Christ. Anyone who lives and dies in love of God as a disciple is going to experience what the Lord experienced, to be raised from the dead and to enter into everything that Jesus has accomplished and won for us. This season of the year is so rich, friends, thinking about what God our Father, it all begins in the heart of a loving Father. And in Jesus and the working of the Holy Spirit, we see what God is doing, extending his kingdom day after day in the readings that were given at Mass each day, the beautiful, really the unfolding of the life of the church and the promises of the Lord, the mission of the Holy Spirit in the Acts of the Apostles. This is the church alive, the same church that we are members of, the same Holy Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. And what we see is a love. What drives it all is the love of the Father. What drives it all, the power behind it, is the heart of God the Father, who sent his Son to do everything it would take to deal with what separates human beings from God as Father. And we're seeing one person after another fall in love with God the Father through Jesus in the power of the Holy Spirit. Their lives are transformed. They enter the family of God. They come together, you know, believing now in the lordship of Jesus, his absolute kingship at the right hand of God the Father, the outpouring of the kingdom of God, which is the church on the earth, this emerging church that we're seeing the Acts of the Apostles. This is the presence of the kingdom on the earth. And the graces that flow from the throne of Jesus come through the church in history. And we see how it's coming through now in the Acts of the Apostles. And it comes through the lived experience of the apostles and those who are with them, and through the witness of those apostles, the testimony they're giving, the fearless, courageous, amazingly inspiring story and simple story of the reality of what Christ has done, the gift of salvation. It's going through these men and women in these communities that are growing. And then we just saw yesterday, if you didn't have a chance to tune in the program, we started the story of the conversion of Cornelius, which is the gospel going to the Gentiles. What a great, great story. And God's ways are so different, so different. So you'd think of, it didn't come through the 12 apostles strategizing, figuring out a way. We all believe God wants what we've been given to be given to the Gentiles in a kind of unified council, then strategize to say, well, how can we make this happen? How will it go forth? Who should we bring it to? Should we bring it to this king or that king? Should we bring it to this leader or that leader? Because certainly it makes sense to bring it to major influential people, right? God surprised them. As deeply united as they were to the Lord and so alive in the extending the kingdom of God, he surprised them. And the surprise begins with the story of Cornelius, which I just began to touch on yesterday from chapter 10 of the Acts of the Apostles. I'll just read through without explaining it, because we're going to get into down to verse 9 today, where after the Lord sends an angel, could have been the Lord himself, but sends an angel to speak to Cornelius, shocks him, blows him away. Then the next day, the Lord's going to work with St. Peter, and he's going to give revelation to Peter about how the Lord wants the gospel, the good news, salvation, and the kingdom to go to the Gentile world. So here's chapter 10, verse 1. Lord, we just ask you to send your Holy Spirit upon us today. Everyone who's listening, help us to just receive the amazing wisdom, power, love, and working of the Spirit that is at the forefront of extending the church in the world and in history. And we receive and welcome the Holy Spirit today, and put in us, Holy Spirit, the same conviction and fire and courage. Work in us the way you worked in the apostles and to Cornelius, to awaken your church to be even much more fervent than we are, and equipped to extend your kingdom in these difficult and challenging times in the world. Acts 10:1 at Caesarea, there was a man named Cornelius, a centurion of what was known as the Italian cohort, a devout man who feared God with all his household. He gave alms liberally to the people and prayed constantly to God. Amazing guy. About the ninth hour of the day, he saw clearly in a vision an angel of God coming in and saying to him, "Cornelius." And he stared at him in terror and said, "What is it, Lord?" And he said to him, "Your prayers and your alms have ascended as a memorial before God." Wow. "And now send men to Joppa and bring one Simon, who is called Peter. He's lodging with Simon, a tanner, whose house is by the seaside." When the angel who spoke to him had departed, he called two of his servants and a devout soldier from among those that waited on him. And having related everything to them, he sent them to Joppa. So those are the ones he sent to try to find Peter, Simon. Okay, verse 9. Now this is the next day, about noon. "The next day, as they were on their journey and coming near the city, Peter went up on the housetop to pray about the sixth hour. And he became hungry and desired something to eat. But while they were preparing it, he fell into a trance and saw the heaven opened and something descending like a great sheet let down by four corners upon the earth. In it, there were all kinds of animals and reptiles and birds of the air. And there came a voice to him, 'Rise, Peter, kill and eat.'" So these are all these animals and reptiles. These are unclean, right, from a Jewish perspective. And Peter's hungry. So God is speaking to him, tells him, commands him to do something. For Peter's like, what? What? Verse 14, "But Peter said, 'No, Lord, for I've never eaten anything that is common or unclean.' And the voice came to him again a second time, 'What God has cleansed, you must not call common.'" So Peter's world right now is getting turned upside down. He's never heard this before. It's absolutely new. This happened three times, and the thing was taken up at once to heaven. Verse 17, "Now while Peter was inwardly perplexed as to what the vision which he had seen might mean, behold, the men that were sent by Cornelius, having made inquiry for Simon's house, stood before the gate and called out to ask whether Simon, who is called Peter, was lodging there. And while Peter was pondering the vision, the Spirit said to him, 'Behold, three men are looking for you. Rise and go down and accompany them without hesitation, for I have sent them.'" Now, what we see is that in the big picture, what we're seeing, friends, is the kingdom of God going forward. And who's the central agent, the driver of the mission of the church in history? It's the Holy Spirit, right? Of course, it's Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, a communion. But it's the Holy Spirit working in the apostles, now awakening Peter to God's purpose and plan to bring salvation to the Gentiles in a way that Peter, you know, it's incomprehensible to him. Like, what? But he's trusting. And the Spirit of the Lord is with the church. Why do we have confidence and security in our relationship with God the Father? Because of the presence of the Spirit in our lives. Why do we have confidence in the mission that God is calling us to? First of all, personally, the call to holiness, the call to mission. We can't do it on our own strength, but we can do it by surrendering to the power of the Holy Spirit. And like Peter, living with the Spirit. The Christian life is a new life in the Spirit. St. Paul talked about it as to walk by the Spirit. To walk is talking about a whole way of life. Our whole way of life now is a way of life in the Holy Spirit. Yeah, you and me, not just these characters in the Scripture or some unique people in the world at a specific time and place. No, it's all of us. We're baptized into Christ. And it's important to receive it, believe it, walk in it. So the Lord tells Peter to rise and go down. So verse 21, "And Peter went down to the men and said, 'I'm the one you're looking for. What is the reason for your coming?' And they said, 'Cornelius, a centurion, an upright and God-fearing man who is well spoken of by the whole Jewish nation, was directed by a holy angel to send for you to come to his house and to hear what you had to say.' So he called them in to be his guests." That also is very different. To invite Gentiles, unclean people, to come in and have a share a meal with them is not something that wasn't done. He goes on. So he said, the next day he rose and went off with them, and some of the brethren from Joppa accompanied him. And on the following day they entered Caesarea. Cornelius was expecting them and had called together his kinsmen and his close friends. So his whole clan came. When Peter entered, Cornelius met him and fell down at his feet and worshipped him. But Peter lifted him up, saying, stand up, I too am a man. There's the heart of Cornelius. He's a God-fearing man. He's a righteous man. He's a devout man. And despite his status as a soldier, he's a humble man. And he bows down. He's just hungry for God. I love that. Verse 27, and as he talked with him, he went in and found many persons gathered. And he said to them, you yourselves know how unlawful it is for a Jew to associate with or to visit anyone of any other nation. But God has shown me that I should not call any man common or unclean. Peter's the same leader on the day of Pentecost, and what's about to unfold, friends, is the Gentile Pentecost. The Holy Spirit coming upon the Gentiles. And who's there? Who's speaking? Who's leading? It's St. Peter. Look at the confidence he has. Right now, he's standing alone, and he's believing that the Lord spoke to him, and he heard the word, and he wasn't afraid of the others. He just stood up and obeyed the Lord. He said, so when I was sent for, I came without objection. I asked then why you sent for me. And Cornelius said, 4 days ago, about this hour, I was keeping the ninth hour of prayer in my house. And behold, a man stood before me in bright apparel, saying, Cornelius, your prayer has been heard and your alms have been remembered before God. Send therefore to Joppa and ask for Simon, who is called Peter. He is lodging in the house of Simon, a tanner by the seaside. So I sent to you at once, and you have been kind enough to come. Now, therefore, we're all here present in the sight of God to hear all that you have been commanded by the Lord. So beautiful. Now, I'm going to wait on the second half of this now. Peter's going to lay out the Pentecost moment. There's so much to it. I don't want to start it now because we just have a little over a minute left. But what we're going to see is the unfolding and the ongoing experience of Pentecost happening. This happens, friends, throughout history. Why? Because the church is born from the anointing and the fulfillment of the promise of the coming of the Holy Spirit. Remember, even after 3 years of the apostles walking with Jesus, learning what to say, what to do, he even sent them out two by two for a time. He's teaching them, training them. They get the best catechesis possible for 3 years. But at the end of the 3 years, Jesus says, before he goes through his passion, death, and resurrection, that they have to wait. Actually, at the resurrection appearance, he told them, in Luke's gospel in particular, you'll be clothed with power from on high. Now, you're going to be my witnesses. You're going to bring forgiveness of sins to the world in my name. But you can't go until the Holy Spirit has come. The Holy Spirit leads the mission. The Holy Spirit leads the church. The Holy Spirit animates the church. And that means you, and that means me. So God's got a lot in store for us. God bless you. Hope you can join me tomorrow.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Does God Judge? Wow, what a question, but it's a relevant question. Scripture says we were all appointed to die once and then the judgment. We know for sure each one of us has an appointment in our future. And it takes Scripture, Catechism, and the saints to help us understand the beauty of God's plan and how we can look forward to the judgment as followers of Christ. If you'd like to get a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/FOE.